welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, as we take our little break here to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, to find out what's going on in Taurus, what's going on in the stars, the skies. And I know that I think it was Thursday afternoon to Friday afternoon or something like that, we had some kind of an eclipse. We didn't really get to see it, but it still had an impact.
Yes. This one was said to have been more visible in the South Pacific, especially over Australia, New Zealand, southern South America, that kind of thing. Eclipses always reveal. They show us things that have been hidden. They show us things about ourselves that we had either worked really hard to suppress or repress or forget. They show us things about other people. They show us things about our world. And so it's a good time to keep your eyes and ears open. As this one was in the sign of Taurus, which rules love and is so relational, I've actually been doing a lot of couples work this last week, a lot of relational things. You know how it is in a relationship during an eclipse. We each find out a few things about each other that we didn't know, and sometimes that's a little hard to manage, so...
Well, yeah, and of course that aspect of it is that if you keep yourself open, yes, you didn't know about it, but
always
it doesn't
open.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be a surprise. It's like, oh, another facet of this diamond, if you will.
Right. Life is full of discoveries.
Yeah.
There are always going to be more mysteries to solve and more things to be revealed. It's just life is a process.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, staying open, staying calm, staying in your face, whatever your face is. Yeah.
We're heading halfway to the halfway mark of May, and we're going to wrap up 5 months of 2013 already. And so what is it that we can look forward to at that, you know, as we approach that halfway mark that's coming actually next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday. Oh, like the 15th of May?
Well, not only the 15th specifically, but just because of the fact that we're about to transition and so forth. And, of course, everybody is sort of gearing up and summertime is coming and school's going to be out and vacations and all these kinds of things. And you've got, the stars are doing one thing and maybe we're trying to do something different that maybe we should take another look.
Actually, that's a good point. No, one of the things I love about this time of year, you know, we move from Aries, the sign we were in before, which is very self-oriented. It's very solo. It's very lone wolf. We move into Taurus, which is so much more about us. It's very relational. It's about friendships and love and the glue, the social glue that holds us all together. And then once we get good and well-versed in that, everything moves over into the sign of Gemini, which happens for us on Monday, the 20th of May. The sun moves into Gemini at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time. And Gemini rules our community, our neighbors. And so at this time when things are moving into community is often the time, we have the proms, we have the graduations. We're kind of moving more. Mother's Day happens, of course, in Taurus, but we have Father's Day, Flag Day, a variety of things that kind of, and then, of course, ultimately the summer solstice. We have a series of traditions in the spring that are very, very much about community, coming back into our community and figuring out reconnecting, figuring out where we left off and where to go next.
Well, it's something that we certainly want to stay mindful of. I mean, as always, always being mindful, trying to stay in the present moment and not let outside forces, get your emotions all charged up, because that's when we start getting off track. And
yeah.
Stay close to family and those types of things. And also stay close to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com if you'd like to get further information. 963-0842 is the phone number. Next week, which we will be talking about the weekend of the 18th and 19th, are we still in Taurus at that point?
We're still in Taurus, and we're bearing down onto the transition on Monday the 20th of the Sun into Gemini, and then on Friday the 24th, we have a lunar eclipse.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Yep.
I've seen one of those, had my telescope out. We had actually a group of people in our front, on our front garage, driveway, and the only frustration for us was the fact that we had to keep the telescope moving because the moon kept moving, but it was,
yeah.
It was just spectacular. So we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll find out if we will be able to see it or not. So, all right, Beth, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Don't go away. There is more coming up.